We've just heard about working conditions for truckers at the Port of Oakland and how hard it is for them to make ends meet. One of the expenses truckers face is paying to upgrade their rigs to meet new environmental emissions regulations for diesel engines. California has the strictest gasoline emissions regulations in the country. If you own a car here, you've been through the ritual of a smog check. But until very recently, diesel engines on freight trucks, big rigs that haul almost everything we buy in and out of ports across the country, haven't been under the same rules. Now that's starting to change. In 2010, the California Air Resources Board created a new set of emissions regulations for diesel engines. On a rolling basis, freight trucks are being required to retrofit older engines or to buy completely new trucks to meet stricter emission standards. The changes can be expensive for truckers, but the new regulation should clean up the air near the port, where asthma rates have long been among the highest in the state. KLW transportation reporter Julie Kane met with Rob Harley, a professor of environmental engineering at UC Berkeley, to talk about how the new regulations are changing the air we breathe.
Can you just summarize the changes in regulations and the effects on port truckers?
Okay, so there's been a lot of effort in the last couple of years to take steps to clean up the emissions from port trucks. Some of the oldest trucks pre-1994 are no longer able to be at the port, and some of the more recent models have had to have exhaust filters installed or even in some cases be replaced completely with brand new trucks.
Why were those regulations put into place?
Well, so diesel trucks are one of the biggest sources of air pollution in the state of California and, in fact, in the whole country. And they last a long time. They can stay on the road for 20 years or more. And especially at the ports, we had a pretty old mix of trucks operating right in an urban community with residential neighborhoods nearby. So that posed air pollution and health concerns for the neighbors.
You've been studying some of the effects of those changes in regulations. You did some measurements at the Port of Oakland in 2009 and then again in 2010. Was that timed with the changes in regulations?
Yeah, exactly. So we made some measurements just before the first phase of the program took effect, and then we were back about 6 months later after the oldest trucks had been banned and a lot of filters had been installed and some newer trucks had come into the fleet. So we timed those measurements deliberately sort of to give a before and an after and to see what the emission changes were from this attempt to clean up the port trucks.
So what did you find?
Well, it was pretty impressive reductions. Things went down by about 50%. When I say things, I mean the black smoke emissions and also the nitrogen oxide emissions. So these are two of the major air pollutants that diesel trucks emit a lot of. And we were really struck by how quickly this reduction in emissions had occurred, whereas normally it might take 10 years of gradual kind of gradual replacement of old trucks to get that kind of reduction. Here it was in 6 months instead of 10 years that those emission reductions happened. So that's a very rapid and successful reduction in emissions.
These emission regulations are for the whole state of California, is that correct?
They will be. So the ports and rail yards have been what the state calls an early action item. So they got started there first, but the same kinds of requirements are coming statewide to all trucks, not just the ports and rail yards. And there's going to be a lot of activity there in the coming years. But California's approach is different from the national approach. The national approach is only about new trucks, saying that new trucks have to have modern emission equipment. But California reaches out to the older models and says those trucks have to be either cleaned up or retired on an accelerated schedule. And that's part of California's longstanding role or approach as a laboratory for air pollution control. And the program here is pushing more rapidly to reduce these diesel emissions than elsewhere in the country.
Tell me about the impact on individual truckers who often own their own vehicles. Do you know how much it costs to retrofit a truck as opposed to buying a new truck?
Yeah, so ballpark numbers might be $15,000 to put a exhaust filter on a diesel truck. So that's a big investment. And on a very old truck, it's probably not worth it. That would be more than the value of the truck. brand new trucks could be $100,000 or something in that range. So these are expensive pieces of equipment. There are some grant programs that the state and various other agencies involved have been helping not cover the complete cost, but at least subsidize the costs of these retrofits. And sometimes truckers have decided to just replace, get a newer or brand new truck rather than go through the investment of control equipment on an old truck that's not worth it. So that's left to the individual to decide whether it makes more sense to replace with newer equipment or to retrofit older equipment. The very oldest trucks just weren't even suitable for retrofitting, so they aren't in the program at all for being retrofit.
We're speaking with Rob Harley, professor of civil and environmental engineering at UC Berkeley, about environmental regulations on diesel trucks at the Port of Oakland. And I would guess, similarly to people who drive very old used cars, that people who are driving those very old trucks, that was probably all they could afford. I mean, I'm just curious if there are alternatives for people who can't afford a $15,000 filter or can't really put a huge investment in to meet those new requirements. Are there any alternatives?
I think it is going to make it more expensive to operate, right? That you need newer and cleaner equipment, and there's a cost to having that newer and cleaner equipment. There's a lot of interesting questions about air pollution control related to this program. One of them is sort of a financial question. Is it better to retrofit older trucks, or is it better just to replace them outright? And I think the approach the Port of Oakland has taken is a more cost-effective approach of trying to put retrofit on some of the middle-aged trucks and not and delay. Buy some time before the bigger costs of replacing the equipment need to be incurred. In Southern California, they implemented a fee on every container, and the shippers ended up subsidizing the replacement of trucks down there. Oakland's sort of in competition with the Southern California ports and felt like it couldn't implement that fee on the shippers because it would just drive business away to other ports. So the approach in the Bay Area was, I think, a less costly one. On the other hand, there wasn't money from the shippers available to cover all the costs. So there were grant programs from the port itself and from the state and various other agencies to help offset some of the costs, but not all of them. So that's an interesting question about just, you know, what's the right approach to, what's the right short-term approach, what's the right longer-term approach in terms of retrofitting filters on existing trucks versus just replacing them outright with newer equipment.
So what's the payoff for the rest of us? Let's talk about the community around the Port of Oakland. Do you have a sense of how the changes in regulations are affecting the health of folks around the port?
That's a hard question to say how people's health status is changing as the truck emissions are cleaned up, but it's an interesting question. It's really the point of all this effort to clean up the emissions from diesel trucks. So I can go only some of the first steps, and others will have to take the next steps in understanding what the health outcomes are. But we are seeing changes in air quality in the community in West Oakland, nearby the port, and similar things are happening in Southern California in the ports of LA and Long Beach.
Are you going back to do any more testing of the air?
We are. We've been back actually quite recently in November of this year, and we'll go back again in early 2013 after three more model years of trucks have been fixed with emission filters and more replacement of the older trucks has occurred. So it's an ongoing program to clean up the diesel truck fleet in California. It started at the Port of Oakland and in the Southern California ports as well, and it's going to move statewide now as well over the coming years. So there's really a lot of, you could almost call this the decade of diesel control coming up, and a really strong focus now on controlling diesel emissions in California.